We'll continue about former President Trump, $370 million. That's enough to get a billionaire's attention. So he was in court today, and joining us live, KSL legal analyst Greg Skordas. So let's talk about the closing arguments. This is the civil trial in New York City. Greg, what were the points made?
Yeah, so it is the civil trial. This is the one that was brought by the New York Attorney General Jeff to sanction Trump and his organization. So in this case, there are a lot of defendants, and the issue is whether or not they inflated assets or their net worth in order to get loans, to get insurance, to get contracts that they otherwise wouldn't have got. The trial is now over, and we heard closing arguments today. And to answer your question, former President Trump asked to give a closing argument on his behalf. Now, defendants don't usually give their own closing arguments, but in this case, the judge did, but he was sort of said, look, you're not really going to give a closing argument. We'll give you a few. You can just give a few statements as long as you keep focused on the facts. And, of course, you know how that ended up.
Right. There was little focus on the facts, right, and a lot of talk of witch hunt.
Right, absolutely. He was critical of the New York Attorney General for bringing this action, said that she's in the middle of a re-election campaign. This is all political. He was critical of the judge, saying the judge hadn't paid attention, that the judge had issued pretrial rulings that were disfavorable to the Trump organization. In fact, if you recall, Jeff, the trial started with an order by the court that fraud had occurred, and the whole purpose of the trial was to determine what the appropriate sanction is. So it wasn't, did they do something wrong? It's, what are we going to do about it? And of course, the New York AG is asking for, like you said, $370 million. They're saying he inflated his assets by over $2 billion.
Greg, whether he's a fraudster or an angel, either way, you can see where his frustration comes from. Many are saying that this court case, the result, the verdict is pretty much baked in because of the pretrial rulings. He's kind of shackled in his defense.
No, he was. And I think a lot of it was his fault. I think a lot of it was based on his own failing to participate in the pretrial investigation, the discovery, helping the other side find out what they needed to know. I think the judge got frustrated with the Trump team and said, look, you lose. Now let's just get to what the damages are. Let's just get to see what the ultimate penalty is going to be. And so Trump went just bizarre during the whole trial and was accusing the judge, the prosecutor, or the attorney general's office of all kinds of misconduct.
Okay, so if the verdict goes against him, there could be some massive dollar penalty. Also, he can no longer do business in New York?
That's a huge issue, Jeff, and you're exactly right, because if you think about the Trump organization, the Trump Tower, Trump businesses, so much of it is in New York. So much of it is central to New York that if he can't do business there, it's going to cost him a lot of money. And, of course, he's also facing this sanction, which could be in the millions and millions of dollars, in the hundreds of millions of dollars if the New York Attorney General gets her wish.
All right, thanks for some insight. KSL's legal analyst, Greg Skordas, as always, we appreciate it.